2,000 kilometers from the U.S. southern border, the migrant crisis has arrived in Chicago.
I want nothing more than a job. It doesn't matter where. I just want to work.
Charlie and his daughter, Venezuelan migrants, are living in a police station, the last refuge in a city where a surge of new arrivals has overwhelmed shelters.
People are coming here with so many needs, and they're still not being met because the existing infrastructure is not set up to meet those needs. What they're then being directed to do is go to a police station because there aren't enough shelter beds.
The tidal wave of new migrants is real, but the crisis in cities far from the border is at least in part manufactured. Many have been bused from Texas, where Republican Governor Greg Abbott has been sending them to sanctuary cities run by pro-immigration Democrats, where local officials like Rosana Rodriguez Sanchez scramble to feed, house, and clothe them.
The United States could totally absorb a lot of these migrants and have an actual program that is humane. What is happening right now is a political agenda to try to deplete sanctuary cities of resources.
Chicago has welcomed wave after wave of immigrants from Ireland, Poland, India, China, and more recently, enough from Latin America that the city is now one-third Hispanic. But city leaders say the latest wave has strained its resources to the breaking point. In a recent letter, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot pleaded with Abbott to stop the busing, saying, "Treat these individuals with the respect and the dignity that they deserve." There is no national plan to cope with the sudden influx of migrants to sanctuary cities across the U.S.
Denver, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, we should not be burdened the weight of this problem.
Chicago leaders have designated this school as a migrant center, but many residents don't want it in their neighborhood.
I'm outraged, and I don't understand why our community was chosen.
That leaves migrants living, sleeping, and eating here.
I want to stay here in Chicago with my kids so they can study and I can work.
They face an uncertain future, along with many others, with Texas vowing to bus more migrants to the sanctuary city. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Chicago.